We are learning Masechta Sukkah Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis, and we are beginning the bottom line. Chal Yoim Echod, and it says that right in the Mishnah that when it's a regular Shabbos, according to Rabbi Yehuda, they split it up 7 and 5. A regular Mishnah splits up 7 and 5. So Mar wants to explain what's Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. Why is it 7 and 5? Why not 6 and 6? Hani Tarti Ma'ay V'Retayah. Why for Rabbi Yehuda does the Mishmah Hanichnos, the Mishmah coming in, get an extra 2? Om Rav Yitzchak Beschar Hagafas Losses. They get it. The reason is because Beschar, they are closing the doors. It means the Mishmar that is leaving, they open the doors. Now, the ones who come say, what do you mean? It's you open the door, you have to close the doors. It must have been a little harder to close the doors. But we're doing it for you. So Beschar that we're doing it for you, we get 2 extra chalas. So pray to Gemara, name alay, dal bedal. Why don't you say that, let's not do this anymore. If you take 7 now, then next week you're only getting 5. Because that's how it works. We'll get 7 this week, it's 5. Let's equal this out. Everyone takes 6. And next week, it'll even out the schar of Gavis losses, because next week you'll get your 6. And then everyone will get the same amount. So why don't we do it like that? Dal v'dal. Amabaya, but sina tava mikara. That the marshal is, that Rashi says the marshal is, if someone tells you, you know, you could pick this gourd now, but you know, if you wait a few weeks, it'll be much bigger. So you tell the person, I'm picking it right now. What zikr, I'm not, wait for next week. So here also, he's getting 7 this week. Let me take my 7 this week. Next week, I might get, I'll take my zikr. I'll take my 7 this week. That's why they do it like that. Each one gets 7. Stam, the Aruch Nehaz, the Shmach Akasha, he says that this Eitzah, that anyway next week you'll get your 6, not so poshut. What happens if it's a Shabbos before Yom Tov? Shabbos before Yom Tov, you lose it all. So it's worth to take the 7. So the whole Taino is only for most of the weeks, not for before Shabbos. I in the Aruch Nehaz talks about it. Zot Gemara Vayta, Omer Rav Yehuda, Umusafin Chalkim. Rav Yehuda says that what about every Shabbos, we know the Talmud Shashacha goes to the Mishmar A. Talmud Shabbayim goes to Mishmar B. Who gets the musafim? Who gets to split the musafim, the skins of the musafim? So Rehuda says, both the mishmaras split it. Musafim chalkim. That's what Rehuda said. Meisvei, I see Akasha. It says in the Brayse like this, mishmar ha-yoytzes, mishmar who's leaving today, oytze tomet shel shacha or musafim, doesn't musafim also. Mishmar ha-nechneses, the mishmar that's coming in, oytze tomet shel benabayim, u-bezichim, they also bring the bezichim and lechem upon them. V'ilu musafim chalkim l'ktani. You don't say musafim that achayli. You don't say split the musafim. So the kasha is that it doesn't say musafim chalkim, but that it says that the mishmar hayyitzis does the musafim is not enough of a kasha. Rashi explains why, because the ones who come in also do something with the musaf. They turn over the meat. They turn it over, and this way, by turning over the meat, it helps it burn better. It helps the meat get ready faster. And therefore, they're really called, they're doing part of the Avodah. And therefore, they're really splitting it. So the question is, why did the Braises say that they split the hides of the Musafim? Zakti Gemara, Hai Tana V'chalukah L'Gemari, we're not talking about Chalukah. This Tana is not talking about Chalukah. Amar Rava, V'tana D'Beir V'Shmo, D'Meir V'chalukah, Uv Musafim Chalkim L'Gtani. I'm going to show you the Tana D'Beir Shmuel. It's talking about Chalukah. He doesn't say anything about Musafim. The Tana Beis Shmuel, Mishmara Yaitzis, the Mishmar that's going out, Ois Tomash Shachar Musafim. Does Tomash Shachar and the Musafim? Mishmara Nechneses, the Mishmar that's coming in, Ois Tomash Shabbayim, does Tomash Shabbayim with Bezichin, and does the Bezichin. And then the price goes further. Abba Kahanim and Nechnosim. 4 Kahanim went into the Azara Rashi. So Rashi means into the Azara. Two from the going out mishmar, and 2 from the coming in mishmar. And they split the lechem upon him. And here talking about chalukah, don't say anything about musafim. It sounds like musafim not chaylik. Musafim just goes to the first group. Now Rashi learns the chalukah means la'azara. The Aruch Nehaz doesn't like that because usually not lost nechnasim going into the azara, and therefore, he says, "Mizan nechnasim leulam." The argues in Rashi, "Ayin shab." Says in the Gemara Vayta, the Mishnah, "Nechnasim chalkim and tzafim." That usually the ones coming in, they split the lechem upon them and the tzafim inside of the azara, or the tzafim inside of wherever they are, the ulam according to Aruch Nehaz. Why did tzafim? You want to show we are the chashuv one. Tzafim is the side where you just do shechitas, and that's the more chashuv side of the mikdash. We're coming in. We're doing avodah. Torah Rabbanan Gemara explains, "Nechnasim chalkim and tzafim." Kadesh yiru shemun shasi shehein nechnasim. They're the ones coming in. The ones leaving, everyone should realize they are the ones going out. But it says, Bilga, the Mishmar Bilga, they always did in the Dorim. What's the pshat? Tanur Abanam. Maisav Miriam Bas Bilga. The story of Miriam Bas Bilga, Shamira Dasa, that she went off the Derech, Vaholchav and Nisas, the Sergeant Echad, the Malcha Yevanim, and she married a soldier from the king, from the royal family of Yevanim. She's mamish, not a good person. Kshenichzu Yevanim Lahechol, when the Yevanim went into the Hechel, Hoysa, and she was with them, you know, with her husband, she was all excited. Hoysa, my vet, that's with Sandla, Agam is back. The Yevanim, this is the Yevanim time of Chashminayim. They lost, they actually lost at the end, but they came in, she took her shoe, and she was kicking the Mizbeach, Gav Mizbeach, I'm a Lucas, which means wolf in Yevani. Wolf. I must have to Chal Moim Shishol. How long are you going to keep on destroying the mama and the money of Klai Yisrael, eating up all the animals, the kabanas, you're destroying everything. V'yat Oymelim Shazatchak, and when they need you, you're not here. Which means after Gavra Yad Beis Chashmenai, which means after they were victorious, the Edom were victorious, and they heard what this Bilga said, this Miriam Bas Bilga said, they cemented their tabas, their ring, for the whole Mishmar. We'll see why they're responsible. The sauce was chaloina, and they shut their cubby, their window. V'yesh Oymrim. That's one shot. They did all this and made him go up and darim also. But yes, Oymrim, they made him also chalukah and darim. All these reasons, because this story. Yes, a different story. But yes, Oymrim, Mishmarasa Shayalava, the Mishmar Bilgo, 1 week, this is the 1 week in the year, they came late. They didn't come on Shabbos. They came, you know, in the middle of the week. And that shows, Rashi says, that they were not, it's not a Vaidah Chaviv Allah. Not a Vaidah Chaviv Allah. That the Vaidah is not Chaviv Allah. So, and the next Yeshayviv went in with them, the Shemesh Tachtav. The other next Mishmar went in with them, and with Mishamish instead of them, and with them, whatever. So Rav Mishash speaks out, some chaver with this, but so he needed extra help. The extra Mishmar had to come in. Avapi, now what happened? So, because now they got an Einish, they always bedarim. Usually, a shochet of Rosh doesn't gain. Here, Shcheni Bilga, which means the Mishmar next to Bilga, which is Yeshayiv, they gained. Nistakru, these were Nistakru. Shcheni and Bilga Nistakru. Why? So Bilga Olam Klakas Bedarim. The Yeshayiv Achiv, the next one, always gets Vitzafen. Even when they go, the one before them. Even the ones who are going out, they do Vitzafen. They actually gained. Adkan. So there's two reasons why Bilga got the Einish. Either because she banged on Mizbeach, or because they came late. So Moses Bishlam Mandi Amo Mishmaros Shoyalavoy. Bishlam Fidi Mandi Amo says Mishmaros Shoyalavoy. How did they get seen the cool Mishmar? They came late. The whole Mishmar gets Einish. El Mandi Amo Miriam Bas Bilga Shemira Dasa, because she banged them back. Moshem Barite, because one daughter can't see late today. The Mekaynis everyone. Abaye Ink Kedam Inch Shusa Dianuka Veshuka. If a child talks in the street, Oida Avoidim. He heard it from his mother or father, and it's even more than that. She went off the derech. That would, of course, I went off the derech. We're not going to do anything. But it's only because she said this thing. That's why they gave her a knas, and that must have came from the parents. Going off the derech, lav dafka from the parents. But to say such a thing to make fun of Mizbeach, she didn't think of it as herself. She must have heard this in the house. Because of the father, mother, the whole mishmar gets in the einish. If you're next to the Rasha, oil the Shechina. Like the first said, the reason is because they usually cover for the Rasha. So the family and the whole Mishra is shouldered for that. And we know, we end off the parak. Toivlet Sadik Toiv Shechina. But Toivlet Sadik Toiv Shechina. Shnev Imran Sadik Yitoiv Kipirim Alei Mechelu. That it's a good thing to be next to a Tzadik. And Rashi learns that the Makar for Rasha Shechina is by a Nega. It says a Nega that the whole stone, even if it's part of someone else's house, you'll have to knock down. And I just want to end off, the reason why this ends off a sukkah, the Mashal says the ends of something good. You can say even more, that we know, we see the makam is gairim, sukkah, you sit in the sukkah, that's gairim, tzil de menusa, the sukkah is gairim. Hadron aloch hachalol, v'slik alom, v'sech the sukkah, mazel tov, for those that finished it.